Hi guys, welcome to the Tales of an African Princess in America podcast. My name is Ozzy. Welcome.
Hey, how's it going?
Very well, thank you. I'm Ozzy, and today I have Ade with me. If you're just joining for the first time, Ade is my husband, and I sometimes invite him to vibe with me. Welcome, Ade. How's your week been?
It's been busy. I think we were able to achieve quite a bit, but it's been pretty busy on my end as well.
Right. It's been crazy, honestly. Like, sometimes I lose track of what day of the week it is. And then we get to Friday, and I'm just like, we can
How? How did it get to Friday?
Yeah. Busy is good.
Yeah.
Busy is good. All right. So today, it's been a while, actually. We've had like a series of interviews.
You've had a series of interviews, which is good.
Yeah, which is actually really good. Like serious stuff, like on adulting and just money management. You know, I've had people share their experiences, their life experiences on depression or, you know, having a specially abled child or, you know, it's been an interesting couple of weeks.
And I think I enjoy the episodes that you have when people come to share inspirational stories.
Oh, I love those as well.
Both inspirational stories and practical adulting stuff. So your money management, you know, credits.
And you know, when I started the podcast, I thought I had a lot to share with people, but I'm realizing that I actually have a lot to learn because the more people I have on the podcast, the more I realize, wow, we have so much in common. And it doesn't really matter like the color of our skin or, you know, anything. It's just, we have so much in common and that's exciting. It's exciting. So yeah, we've been away for a minute and we've been away working. Right. Yeah, but work is good. So we actually went to see my parents a few weeks ago.
After much screaming and shouting that you want to go see your mommy.
I want to see my mommy. Yeah, we went to see my parents and you know how you want to see your parents so much, but when you get there, I was like, you know, acting all, and you had to go tell them that Ozzy has been wanting to see you.
Yeah, trying to act cool.
And you told my mom that she has been telling me like, oh, I was like, oh, you had to, didn't you?
So how did we plan our trip? It wasn't impromptu.
We just were trying to find the right time.
Right.
We had been planning to travel to go visit them, but the problem was just the snow.
I think we ignored. We skipped 1 week because I think it was snowing quite a bit in Indiana. Ozzy's folks are in Indiana, FYI.
Right. And so we had this wonderful road trip. I love road trips. And I was just thinking about
Ozzy road trips like a real Nigerian.
What do you mean?
5 minutes into the trip, you're already drinking coke and eating meat pie.
I haven't even gone anywhere yet.
We haven't even left the city.
Let me tell you, I grew up road tripping, okay? Like, we used to go drive across.
Do they call
across
that one road tripping? Is that what it's called? Travel to the east is not road tripping.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you how it would usually go. Grandparents were in the east, right? And we would, you know, they would tell us the day we're traveling. Everybody would pack up their stuff and everything. My mom would wake up super early in the morning to cook rice. And, you know, rice and, you know, all the whatever goes with it. And she would package it in the car. And then, so when we get to a certain place, it was usually around Benin. We would pack the car and everybody would bring out their little package. Their little
snack pack.
Yeah. And just like, you know, everybody have your own. And then use the restroom if you need to, and we keep going. Yeah, so for every trip, like the trip to India to Fort Wayne was 6 hours, right? From Nashville.
See this lady. So
I made meat pie.
I made lemonade.
I made all this stuff.
What was the thing that you brought that shocked me the most?
Was it the meat pie?
Not the meat pie.
Was it the lemonade?
No, it wasn't food.
It wasn't food?
No.
What was it?
It was the pillow. The neck pillow. I'm like, hey, so you want to sleep like you're on the plane?
I brought neck pillow because I was just like, yeah, it's about to
just
be.
Gonna relax. Just
it's gonna be a nice smooth ride. Nah. But little did we know,
oh Lord,
that what was supposed to be 6 hours would turn out to be
like 10.
Yes, it was a long ride.
It was a very, very long.
And you know, one thing I would say is this: if you want to marry someone, and mm-hmm. I forgot to say this a while back, I guess it didn't occur to me, but if you want to marry someone or you want to be with someone for a while, mm-hmm. take a trip with them. Just get in mm-hmm. the car and go somewhere. Because when the first few hours of like comfort and it's now like the cranky hours, see if you can take that. If you can't take that, man.
I actually enjoy, and this is not, you know, taking away from having conversations. I enjoy the point where you sleep off. Because then I can listen to NPR.
What?
Hold on. I can listen to NPR and just, you know, focus on the road.
I talk a lot. I know I talk a lot because, like, I would say a few minutes into the trip, mm-hmm. I actually feel like I need to drink water. And I'm like, oh, I've been talking for too long. Yeah, I actually talk a lot.
I'm very
conversational.
For long drives, especially like driving out here in the US is boring. It's really boring. Let me not say boring, but monotonous, mm-hmm. because it's just driving at the same speed right. over a long stretch of land with no.
That's what's
not.
That's
you're what, not dodging one car, or dodging one down for, you know, a bus, you know, here and there. So it's very monotonous.
It's not like driving in Nigeria.
Yeah,
it's always trying.
So what had happened? I think maybe 3 hours into the trip.
We got to Indiana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So probably like 5 hours into the trip.
Right. So we stopped because we wanted to buy gas, mm-hmm. and you wanted some donuts and mm-hmm. What do you usually
buy?
Coffee. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we stopped to buy gas. And then when we got back in the car, we noticed that the tire pressure light came on.
Mm-hmm. But on the highway.
On the highway, actually. Yeah. And we're like, oh, okay, we don't know what this is, blah, blah, blah. But then I'm just like, okay, let's check it out. Let's take the next exit. Mm. We ended up in this town.
Learn how to change a tire, FYI. That's
why.
But go on.
I paid AAA.
Yeah, but regardless, just learn how to change the tire. You can't be sitting down inside a car waiting for AAA to come and change your tire for you. You should actually, that's actually a good, you know, a good skill to learn, I guess.
Are you
know?
Saying this to yourself or to
no
me?
I'm saying
because
to anyone
right
that's
with
listening
me. Okay, because mm-hmm. I'm like, are you talking to me?
Yes, but yeah, you should learn how
with
to
you
learn how to change the tire.
Okay, so I'm just gonna go back to the text that you can keep talking, but I'm gonna go back to the text that I sent my sister just because I can't remember the first town.
Right.
That
yeah.
We
so
got
we
at.
So we got we caught a flat mm-hmm. On the highway and we decided to stop.
Right.
Of course, you know, if you're driving on run flats, at the point where the car stops moving, mm-hmm. that's when, you know, the pressure starts running out of the tire.
Come on, baby. We got it. Give it to them.
Yeah, you done. anyway, so yeah, the tire is entirely flat. We're, you know, trying to figure out what do we do.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to figure out if it was just like the tire ran out of pressure or there was an actual puncture.
The first city was Munchie.
Is it called Munchie or Muncie? Munchie?
I don't know. Somebody called it Munchie. I don't know. If you're from Munchie or Muncie.
Anyway,
shout out to you guys out there.
We ended up going to auto something.
It was AutoZone. Apparently, we didn't realize AutoZone doesn't sell full tires.
They don't fix tires.
They didn't even have tires in that store.
Yeah, we thought that was one. Anyway, so we get there and we had to buy this thing called Fix a Flat.
Right. And mind you, it was cold.
Yeah. This is what time was this? Right now? Like 8 o'clock.
I'll find the time right here. It's right here. It was 6:42 p.m.
Oh, 6:42. It wasn't too bad.
We were supposed to get there like around this time.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. 6:40. Yeah. We were still an hour out.
Right.
So we get to that place and so we buy the Fixer Flat and go somewhere to pump the tire. Mm-hmm. I put the Fixer Flat thing. It's like a liquid that you put into the tire,
mm-hmm.
And it's supposed to like temporarily seal whatever holes are in the tire.
Right.
But you know, silly me that wants to just, you know, I didn't read the instructions properly.
Mm-hmm.
So I put the sealant into the tire.
Yeah.
Put air, and then just, you know, drove off.
Yeah.
What you're supposed to do is you're supposed to put the sealant while the tire is still relatively flat. Drive the car a little bit while the tire is still a little flat, so the sealant kind of you know goes around the entire tire, and then put the additional air. With that out the way, I clearly didn't do that, and we're driving again back on the highway. And then what happens? The pressure light goes back on, and we end up in another town.
We did end up in another town called Pendleton.
Pendleton. Yeah, there you go.
Mind you, these are really really small towns.
Yeah,
like quaint little towns mm-hmm. in the middle of
The outside,
basically. And the, you know, the funny thing, when we stopped, when we got to Munchie or Muncie, Indiana, if anybody's out there and knows these places, we're sorry that we pronounced mispronouncing it. So at Munchie, one of the things that the store customer care guys said at AutoZone, when we asked him, like, how far away is Walmart from here? He was like, it's a while away. Because we were like, where's the closest Walmart? And he's like, oh, that's like miles away. Okay. And I was just like, wow.
So yeah, I mean, we eventually get to this other town, you know, park, and you know, Ozzy calls AAA to get the and they, you know, change the tire, because for some reason there aren't any tools in the car, right, which is something we spoke about the last time.
Okay, so we got to Pendleton and we still had tire issues, and so we decided to go to the nearest Walmart, chill there, and call insurance roadside assistance, right? And so we waited like probably 45 minutes for the guy to come out there. And when he rode out with his huge truck, the first thing I noticed was he had a gun.
Right.
That's kind of scary. You were listening to the Tales of an African Princess in America podcast. If you'd like to get in touch with us, please visit our website, talesofanafricanprincessinamerica.com. You can also email us, talesbydrozzy@gmail.com. You can follow us on social media, on Facebook, Tales of an African Princess in America, or on Instagram, African Princess in America. If you enjoy this podcast, please leave a rating on iTunes. Welcome back.
It was super cold. So I was in the car and you were out talking to the guy. And I was trying to give you like a signal, like, he has a gun, like, look at his gun, look.
What am I supposed to do?
I don't know, but I just, you know, that caught my eye. It was like in his belt.
Yeah, it was like stuck in his belt. I mean, it looked so...
It looks like he just like
hung it on
his
pants.
Not really hung it, but like
I think they still do have like a holster that keeps it in place, but it just kind of looked really like flimsy in a sense.
Right.
Because you could like, see it,
oh my
right?
God, they called him to come help people fix their tires. And so I came out of the car because I wanted you to know that there's a gun. Mm-hmm. And so I came out of the car and I walked around and I said to you, look at that. And then you go ahead and say, do you have a gun? So you
asked him. No, I asked him if he's, I hope he's never had to use that or something.
Right. Like that, yeah. Some diplomatic way of saying.
And he was talking about how he's been in some situations where he's been called up to assist someone, maybe like change a tire or something. And I think he was nearly robbed.
Wow.
And he was talking about, well, you know, he has like 3 kids at home, so he wants to get home safe.
Right.
You know, better to be safe than sorry.
And if you ask me, I think he put it
in view.
He put it in view. It was strategic. To send a signal to whoever is trying to rob him to.
But I mean, we were at Walmart. Again,
you never know what time he gets called out to.
And where he gets called out to.
Right. But I thought that our night was just getting more and more interesting. At first, I was like doing a video of the entire, you know, all the stops and everything. But as it got colder and it just got late
There's
in the
no
night,
time for this.
I was just like, I just want to go home. You know, that's where we are. But thankfully, we were together, so it wasn't that bad. It wasn't that bad. Yeah.
Anyway, so we eventually get to Fort Wayne, Indiana, after 10 hours.
Yeah, we got at 11 p.m. We're supposed to be there at 6.
Mm-hmm. It
was a long trip.
Long trip, but you know, worth it, I guess, at the end of the day.
Totally worth it. Yeah. Totally worth it because I got to see my parents. Mm-hmm. It was a wonderful reunion and I had an amazing time just enjoying Nigerian food and just the warmth of family. Mm-hmm. And
that's where you recorded.
Yeah, I recorded with my sister. I recorded the episode on heart health. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because she's a nurse practitioner and in cardiology, and so she knows all that stuff. So it was fun.
Cool.
And you know, you were thinking that it was going to be an Igbo weekend because I'm Igbo, and I speak a different language, and you were worried about that. But I think you actually did have fun.
It was fun. No. I don't say that in a derogatory way, but I just imagine that you know, it's gonna be. It's going to be a Kedu weekend.
A Kedu Kodi.
No, but I totally understand. You know, you speak the language that you're comfortable with.
And I don't think they think about it necessarily because a lot of times they're talking to you, but they're also speaking Igbo.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just like, it might not be getting what
No, but the thing is, I think funny story was that I actually understood some of the things you guys were talking about. So I could get like not necessarily understanding the entire.
You know, I was telling my sister that I was saying Ike. I was saying her that Ade was saying that he kind of can he knows in general we're talking about, but he doesn't know specifics. Right. But I guess maybe we throw out these English words from time to time. That's probably why you can pick it up a little bit. Anyway, so I enjoyed Nigerian food. It was it was amazing. I enjoyed myself. And then we said, you know, we got all new tires. and then we, of course, set back to Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So the thing that we're actually trying to talk about on this podcast episode today is just firsts of several things.
Right.
So every year, the Nashville Symphony will do some free concerts.
Mm-hmm.
And they did about 6, I guess, last year. Mm-hmm. And I was, you know, I was able to go to 2 of those. And I went with you to one of those. And that was in Dixon, mm-hmm. Tennessee. And we won 2 tickets to... Mm-hmm. Go listen to the Star Wars.
Yeah.
The Empire Strikes Back in concert. So let me tell you what I thought. I thought that they were just going to play, like, you know, the major arrangements.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, we would go home. I did not realize that we were going to watch the entire movie.
Mm-hmm.
But every time the music, I guess, was supposed to come on in the movie, they would play the music live.
Right.
So that Saturday, you know, when you were taking a nap, I was just like, we're not going to be there for more than 1 hour. I'll be fine. My goodness. The movie was like almost 2 hours, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Oh, yeah. FYI, I think the and hopefully I'm not destroying this name. It's called the Nashville, it's called the Skirmahorn Symphony Center. It's in downtown Nashville. It was really beautiful. Why are you looking at me like that?
Why is it because you can't pronounce it?
Pronounce it. I'm advanced. Step your pronunciation game up.
You what did you say it's called again?
It's called the Skirmahorn. What? Anyway.
Well, this is a recording, so you always be here forever. This day that you tried to pronounce that. Okay. So I just want to say that there were several things that I noticed when we got there. And honestly, this experience was beautiful. Mm. We got complimentary tickets to, you know, the Star Wars Empire Strikes Back in concert.
Star Wars.
And it was beautiful.
Mm.
It was lovely. We enjoyed it. But man, some things were just like, something stood out to us. And so I just want to say that we definitely felt like the special guest of honor at the symphony that day. And it's not because we got complimentary tickets. It's just because we were like the only people of color there.
Only black people there. People of color.
No, to be politically correct.
Yeah,
the first thing I noticed, like I told you guys, is that we were definitely the special guests of honor. You know, because we stood out. We stood out. And how did that make you feel, just being like one of the very few representatives of one of the few?
I guess, you know,
and you know how it actually came to, we didn't actually realize until we sat down inside.
And then we looked around us and we're like, hold up.
Something is a little bit off here. The equilibrium is tilting to a particular side.
Nashville isn't super diverse. In a sense,
Nashville isn't super diverse. I mean, it's diverse, of course, but we have more. We have more Caucasians than.
Yeah, yeah. Let me not say that. Let me not say it's not diverse. It is diverse, but of course, the proportion of you know. White
but
people
I don't think it's a Nashville thing, because I did a little bit of research online because I was trying to figure this out.
The point that I was trying to raise earlier was that it just tells you how much music kind of affects, you know, the feel and vibe of a movie. You know, it either promotes calm or intensity in a scene.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are those. So basically what they did at the place was they had a big screen that was showing the movie. So you could hear the dialogue, you know, between the actors, but you couldn't hear, and there wasn't music attached, obviously, because there was a live orchestra that was there playing the music.
Mm-hmm.
So like I said, you know, they played on cue, you know, everything was live. You know, it was wonderful. It was really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
And again, like I said, it just kind of tells you that there's a lot of work that's being put into,
right,
you know,
production.
Exactly. You know,
production.
These.
It was beautiful. Mm-hmm. They played, and then they went to the good old intermission
mm-hmm.
for 15 minutes, I think, thereabout. And then they came back and we concluded the movie. Yeah. I think it was beautiful.
We tried to go out for a walk too, but.
We tried, it but it cold. Was. And that was like date night too.
Yeah.
So.
It was way
it
too
was
cold.
Fun. I was excited to be out there
mm-hmm.
enjoying classical music. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like in the future, I want to hear a little bit more.
Ticket prices aren't too far out.
Right. A lot of people say they don't listen to classical music because it's expensive.
It depends on who, though. It depends on who's playing. I think typically in Nashville, ticket prices for some of the live shows at the Nashville Symphony ranges from like $40 to hundreds.
Probably. So, but I would say that if you're new to classical music, you probably want to start with just listening to your good old Spotify at home. Mm-hmm. Try out the radio, the channels mm-hmm. on classical music and see how, you know, get a feel for it. And then go for live concerts like the free ones in your city, you know, before you start paying for tickets, because it's not a thing where you just go there and you definitely want to get a feel for the music first mm-hmm. and see, you know, how you feel about it.
There's a place I actually that we also went for in Nashville here. If you enjoy classical music, it's called Unclassified. And I guess maybe you put up a link or something. The playlist is called Unclassified on Spotify. Listen to new classical music.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed that. Something else that I noticed was that everyone was well-dressed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And when I say well-dressed, I mean like business casual. And some people even like dinner type-ish. I mean, they're probably there on a date. I don't know. But do you think there's something about classical music that just makes people want to dress up and dress formal?
I mean, again,
we don't know the culture of classical music. Like, we went there. I went dressed up because I was on a date.
I'm trying to say we...
So
I do. I don't know why you're trying to collect me. This is your collective noun.
Okay, there you go.
Again, like I said, it's.
You do know the culture, don't you?
No. I'm just saying. So
we're talking about the dress code now.
There's no particular dress code, but you just have to look. I mean, some people were there in jeans. I guess it's up to you, really. But ordinarily,
I didn't really see a lot of people.
It's a night event, and people are coming from far and wide. You dress nice, you know.
Right, right.
You come in, you know,
it's
formal,
not like going to
semi-formal.
The movies. Like, you know,
no, definitely
to
not.
Like
no,
here.
that's just, you know.
Right. I think maybe because you're coming to a place that looks like it's a lot has been put into this.
You paid a lot for your tickets,
right,
so you might as well want to look like you're worth the money. So
right. I don't know about that, but we enjoyed that. Mm-hmm. That was something else we enjoyed. And let's talk a little bit about people who think that this classical music is for the rich. What would you say to that?
No, I disagree.
I think anyone who has a good ear for music, mm-hmm. anyone who has the patience, will enjoy classical music.
Right?
They know words. And that's something that I had to...
I think everything is...
It's a different kind of music because
it's not shaku shaku. Everything is shaku. Sometimes you want to be calm and you want to listen to some,
hey,
you know, relaxing.
Shaku shaku is actually some music from Nigeria.
Zanku.
Right.
Leg walk.
Oh yeah. So it's definitely a different kind of music because there are no words, and so you're just sitting there with your soul and spirit, and just letting the music filter through your skin, diffuse into your soul.
It's not for everyone.
And bounce back and see what it brings out in you. So I'm not really sure what I'm supposed to be listening for yet. I just know it makes me feel good. It makes me feel surrounded by so much power. But as we go on, I think I'll begin to research a little bit more into when I was reading the program, apparently we're supposed to be listening for certain things, and I didn't know we're supposed to listen for certain things. But it was a fun evening. I definitely had fun, and I want to hear more of classical music in the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess the thing is that us being out here,
right.
we should always try to do something different.
Right. One thing I want to give you credit for actually is you're very good at trying new things, and I appreciate that because a lot of times, like, have you ever found yourself in a situation where before you actually experience something, you're like, I don't like it. But you haven't experienced mm-hmm. it. And probably because maybe the people around you don't like it. Mm-hmm. Or you've heard someone you respect has said that they don't like it. And so you're someone is like, are you up for classical music? And just like, oh, it's not my kind of music. Right. But the truth is you haven't actually tried that kind of music. So you don't know that it's not your kind of music.
Perception,
yeah. So one thing that I would say, because you know how I always like to bring a lesson out of everything. But one thing I would say is this. Give yourself a chance to experience new things. Mm-hmm. All right. Give yourself a chance to decide for yourself if you're going to like something or if you're not going to like it. And I'm saying this again because of some people do that with movies. Like, you know, they watch a movie or they hear about reviews from someone and just like it was a horrible movie.
Chief Daddy was whacked.
Right. And they hear that it was a horrible movie. And then, they'll say, critics say that it's not a good movie. But mm-hmm. no, give yourself a chance to
right.
actually see the movie for yourself and decide for yourself if you like it or not. Mm-hmm. And that's what I think with classical music. So that's something I took away from that night. And I'm just like, wow, I'm so glad that I got to experience this. Even though I was like the only one represented from my country even.
Yeah.
In the whole building. And, it's just a few people of color. There. Yeah. But I genuinely enjoyed it. And at first, in the beginning, I'll tell you, I felt a little bit like, am I in the right place? right. I had that feeling in the beginning, but everybody there was, it wasn't.
I guess it was more about the format. It wasn't, we were more or less listening to a soundtrack.
Right.
It wasn't we're going to play one bit of music now that would be 10 minutes long or 5 minutes long. Right. We watched the entire movie mm-hmm. with a live soundtrack. So right. I guess that format also kind of threw us off.
And I just want to say something, it took me back to the days when I was growing up, when my parents put us in this voice training. There was a man in my church that was supposed to teach us how to music school or something. And we were doing so good in that. It wasn't a piano lesson. It was actually a voice training.
How about that piano lesson, man?
He was the one. Halfway through the music school, he said that he would teach us how to play the piano. And we should bring deposit from our parents. And this man took our money and ran away. And he kind of killed it for a lot of people because parents were no longer willing to send their kids to go pay for any music training. Mm. And, that one experience is what I always think about when I think about these things. But just sitting there listening to that magnificent music, that beautiful music, mm-hmm. that amazing music, I was just thinking that, what if this man did not run away with our piano money? I would have been a violinist by now.
Grandmaster pianist.
Okay, no, maybe a pianist or something. I don't know, but I'm sure wherever he went with that money, it couldn't have taken him too far because it wasn't a lot of money back then. It wasn't a lot of money. But anyway, that's one bad experience I had growing up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it was a beautiful evening. We enjoyed it. So I hope you guys take something away from this episode. It's a little bit about what we've been up to. But basically what we're saying is, just as we've tried classical music for probably the third time. So one thing that we're going to point out here is that just as we're trying new things and we're trying to experience new activities for ourselves and decide for ourselves if we're going to like these things or not, mm-hmm. we also encourage you to try new things. It might not be classical music for you. For you, it might be ice skating. Mm-hmm. For you, it might
be... That's something else that we have to do. Anyway.
For somebody else, it might be giving a talk or doing a presentation or something that you haven't done before, but you're probably thinking that, I'm not going to like it because, I don't do stuff like this. Mm-hmm. Try it. Give yourself a chance to fall in love with it. All right.
Cool.
So starting next week, we're going to be back on educative adulting topics. But this week is all about just what we've been up to. And we're excited that you guys have stuck to the podcast and we're excited to bring you new things in the future.
Mm-hmm. Seen some change to the website. That's Ozzy burning the midnight oil.
Let me tell you guys, I've been staying up at night just working on the website because I'm learning new things every day. Like I told you guys in the beginning of, mm-hmm. of this episode is I thought that I had a lot to share, but just... having this podcast and running this podcast, I realized that I'm learning so much. Mm. Look at me here, learning how to design a homepage, website things. So you guys, check out the website, www.talesofanafricanprincessinamerica.com. Give me a shout if you like the homepage, because I actually spent hours just doing that. All right.
I guess to more experiences, when we have, more things to share, we would have another episode.
Right, together. Right.
Thanks for listening.
And have a great week.
Do you know that about one in every three people in the United States listen to at least one podcast every month? That's millions of people listening. And do you also know that every month, thousands of podcast listeners listen to the Tales of an African Princess in America podcast? Well, do you have a business, service, or event that you would love others to hear about? Then look no further. To promote your services on the podcast, send an email to talesbydrozzy@gmail.com today. Or you can visit our website at www.talesofanafricanprincessinamerica.com.